Hi, all. This is Jean Church of True Direction Divorce. And you can find me at truedirectiondivorce.com, Facebook and Instagram at True Direction Divorce. And I am a mediator, a somatic coach, a trainer, a writer, a few other things that I won't mention here today, and I specialize in all things divorce. Today I'm bringing you the podcast that accompanies what's module number 4 of my recently unfolding webinar series for how to navigate divorce, the business of it, and the healing from it. The podcasts are all free and will accompany the almost ready to release webinar series. So this particular podcast is about polarities. So when it comes to dispute and when it comes to stress and emotions, polarities are something that actually, maybe unbeknownst to you, you deal with every day, all day, throughout the day. So what exactly is a polarity? So this could be a bit esoteric, and I'm going to do my best to bring this into focus for you. So a polarity is essentially opposites. Another way of describing polarity physically is that it is something with two possible values, two different sides, or two different locations. So it could also be, you know, a quality or a condition, and then, you know, like you have the North and the South Pole, right? So North and South Pole, they're two different poles. Electrically, there are positive and negative charges. So kind of getting the idea a little bit? I hope so. So if you consider, there are also poles or polarities in your body. So they would be things like the obvious ones, like the front and back of your body. It might be like the left and right side of your body. Your left arm, your right arm. Your right leg, your left leg. The top and the bottom of your body. Your head, your foot. So how your body moves also consists of polarities. Your body can move up or down. Your body can be heavy or light. Your body can be loose or tight. Those tight muscles. So if you consider like your hand, back of your hand may be a bit dry, or it may look a little wrinkly, you know, like, I wish I wasn't talking about my own hand. And then when you look on the other side of your hand, the front or the palm of your hand may be smooth and soft. So some other values, some other opposite values or qualities that you might consider are emotions. Emotions like love and hate. Really, when you think about it, that's like, to me, that's like the ultimate polarity, love and hate. And, you know, when you're in dispute, when you're going through divorce, those are really the primary emotions that can show up. And maybe they don't always show up. Maybe there's not necessarily, maybe for you, there hasn't been hate present when you're in separation or divorce. For a lot of people, there are, you know, love and hate that are present. Energetically, you could describe a feeling, a sensation, and notice the polarities. In dispute resolution, again, we're always working with the polarities. Someone's right or wrong. Someone's position is a better position than the other person's position. The polarity of wanting the kids more time than the other person. Polarity of money. Who wants how much money? Polarity simply, I think I already mentioned it, but just right or wrong. My position is right, yours is wrong. So jumping back to emotions. I hope you're following. I hope this is landing for you. So when old emotions show up, say you've been separated for a while, like when old emotions show up and you find yourself toggling between sadness and joy or the love and the hate, This could be the love and the hate of yourself, or it could be the love and the hate of the other person. How exactly can you work with these polarities so you're not stuck or entrenched in your own personal struggle? And I think that's the key here. When we're looking at and talking about dispute, and we're looking at dispute and separation, you know, it's a struggle. And really, ultimately, it's how much you kind of get to this choice point of how much are you willing to struggle, or how much do you want to struggle, and for how much longer, right? That can really become the question. So how do you work with polarities? Some people think of polarities and they think, oh, polarities, so find the middle, right? Like that's the thing to do, is in the polarities, find the middle ground. And that sounds amazing. And that is also the tricky part, because you can set out with an intention to find the balance or the harmony between the polarities, between the opposites. And while that sounds optimal or perfect, you never know what your direct experience will bring. So what do I mean by your direct experience? Well, you know, you don't know what's going to come up when you start working with these polarities. And so whatever your experience is that you're having, have it. Okay? Have the experience. I'm going to take you through a tool, an exercise, an experiential, so that you can have the experience of that, you know, direct connection with a polarity that you might be dealing with. First thing I want to say about this is please be responsible for where you are in your own healing ability and your own healing process. So if you're dealing with big trauma, have someone be with you or seek some professional help to support you. For everyone else, and for, you know, if you're going to dive in anyway, you can keep listening. And just a reminder that this is simply an exploration, and it's about bringing your full curiosity to your experience. Okay? So I also want to acknowledge the work that we're about to do is foundationally is the work of Eugene Gendlin, and it's a focusing technique that we're going to be doing with the body. Okay? So to kind of set the scene for you, why don't you, you can either be sitting in your chair, or you could be laying down on the floor, you could be laying down on the couch, on the bed, but just have it so that you feel comfortable and that you can relax your body. And then I'm going to describe this to you. You can be doing it along with me, or you can just wait till it's done and try it later. Close your eyes. And then you're going to greet your body. You're basically going to say hello. For you might be greeting your body intentionally for the first time in your life, rather than, you know, saying mean things to your body or wishing you had a different body or, you know, having negative thoughts about your body, about how it feels, about how it's working, not working. All there is to do in this moment is to greet your body and say, hello, I'm here with you and I'm here for you and you have my full attention. Then I'm going to invite you to begin to scan your body from top to bottom. Let's go from top to bottom and just imagine a white light starting at the crown of your head. And allowing that white light to just move slowly through your head, through your jaw, through your neck, through your shoulders, and just continue to do this all the way down your body. Imagine that white light just flowing down slowly through your body until it reaches your feet. and bring some tension into your feet. You can feel or imagine your feet are grounded and on the earth, and that you are now grounded. Now that you've scanned your body, going to invite you, I invite you to consider, where does the polarity of love and hate reside in your physical body? You can start with love. When you check in and you ask your body, where does love reside here? Notice where that is. Notice the qualities and the sensations where love resides in your body. I'm going to ask you to do the same thing with hate, the polar opposite or the pole of love. Where does hate reside in your body? Ask your body to show you. And what are the qualities, the sensations, or the emotional associations with hate in the particular location in your body? Allowing yourself to have that direct experience. See if you can allow yourself to be with that. If it resonates for you, I invite you to place a hand or hands on each of those parts of your body. Also, if it resonates for you, I invite you to bring acceptance to these poles, to this polarity of love and hate. Being present with the sensations, the emotions, and offering total acceptance to the hate. And even total acceptance to the love. You may be resisting still loving that person or a person or yourself. So just in closing, thank your body for being your vessel in this life. Let your body know that you will be back. And you can open your eyes. Take a long, deep breath. Maybe stretch your legs, stretch your arms. Bring tension into your feet, bring tension into your hands. I wish I could hear what you experienced. And while we couldn't take the time to do that right now, you can find me in so many different places that you could let me know. Again, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at True Direction Divorce. Just send me a message. Let me know what came up for you. How were you able to be with love and hate, with the polarity held in your body? Are you able to, during this time of deep healing, of separation, of divorce, are you able to bring acceptance and allowing both those emotions, that polarity, to be present? It's tough work. It really is. I look forward to hearing from you and knowing what your experience was. And I'll be back. So, in the meantime, I send you all love and understanding as you continue to navigate all the polarities in your life, all of them, and stay in touch, and I'll talk to you soon.